Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
It's Two Dudes in a Kitchen with Tyler Florence
and Wells Adams, an iHeartRadio podcast.
That's right. It's time for another episode of Two Dudes in a Kitchen. It's Wells Adams in a studio and Tyler Florence in what looks like Hawaii.
That's right, man. So Miller & Lux Halalalai is kind of right over my shoulder right here. And brother, yeah. I wanted to do this. So I wanted to show you how gorgeous the golf course is here.
Oh, my God.
I know you're a big golf guy, but that 18th hole right there. So the Mitsubishi PGA Senior Pro Tournament is played here every, I guess it's like, in January or December, okay. I think they played here. And it's such an amazing tournament. And the restaurant's like right over my shoulder. But yeah, I've been here for a week and we've had such a good time. So I'm going to be here probably 8 times a year now that we have the restaurant opened.
Man.
So this is it. This is life. It's great.
Is this an April Fool's joke? Is this... It's not real, right?
Like it's a green screen or something right behind me.
Yeah.
And I'm still in... dreary, rainy San Francisco right now. Nope, this is real, baby. This is real, super real.
I'm happy for you. It really looks nice out there. Happy April Fool's Day. Do you celebrate April Fool's Day, Tyler? Do you mess with your staff?
I don't know, man. There's a couple of things I had to really think about this one because like there's a couple of big holidays that I feel like I hardcore clock out on. Halloween. Do you celebrate Halloween?
Yes, very much so. Big Halloween family over here.
Yeah. So my kids love Halloween and I always end up going as the dad who's like trailing around with the kids, right? So we used to have like big Halloween parties back when the kids were like tiny. Mm-hmm. But then at some point in time, it just feels like another thing. And then April Fool's Day is kind of like one of those other, and also St. Patrick's Day. It's kind of like one of those days that kind of come and go. And yeah. Somebody's got to remind me that it's April Fool's Day because I don't know if I ever really kind of pay attention to that kind of thing. It's just never really like seemingly on my radar.
You're the perfect person to go after for April Fool's because you're not even thinking about it.
Oh, for sure. I totally it's a great idea if you want to gag somebody because I like it. Don't get me wrong. I think it's funny, especially if they're very well crafted. But it's never anything that I feel like I have time to dream up myself.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the worst April Fool's prank that's ever been played on me?
Yes.
This one was tough. I was a college student and I played rugby in college and I had been dating a girl for a little bit of time, let's say. And I was on a rugby trip and I'm old enough now where like, we had flip cell phones and we were kind of in the dawn of text messaging. And so we're driving through like somewhere, nowhere, Alabama. And I get a text message and I think we'd lost Alabama. I was driving back and I get a text message from the girl that I was dating at the time. And she said, "Hey, listen, we need to talk. And I said, and I said, okay, is everything okay? And she goes,
one
no.
Of those, one of those text messages.
Yeah, everything's not okay. I'm pregnant. And I was like, oh.
That's my God.
So we get out and go get, like, you know, snacks at a, you know, a Flying J or a Pilot or whatever. And I show my best friend the time and I show him the text message and he's like, jaw to the floor, like, oh my God. And so I go to, like, call her to, like, figure out what's going on, but there's no service. We're in the middle of nowhere, Alabama. And so for like an hour and a half, I have no service. And we finally get back into, like, the county lines of Ole Miss at in Oxford, and I get service back. And
you've been sweating this for a couple of hours or what?
I am having an existential crisis. I'm a 22-year-old or 21-year-old kid in college. I'm an idiot. I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And then we finally get back into service and I get another text message that she had sent like 5 minutes after the original, but I didn't get it. And it's an April Fool's. It's just, oh my goodness gracious. So I had like 2 hours of just like existential crisis.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, well, listen, I think, you know, most young men have experienced that once or twice. Most young women have as well. I'm glad it was a April Fool's joke. All's well that ended well.
Yeah. Didn't date her for very much longer after that.
Some of those things are like, okay, hardcore, not funny. Then after that, hardcore, not funny. Then after that, was it a quick, like, you know, return text message, like, you know, okay, thanks, but let's not do this together.
Yeah. I was like, not funny. And then
funny.
And that was the end of that. So that was the day that I didn't have a little Wells running around, but Lord knows how many there are of me out there. You know, there's no telling.
No telling.
You know, so last week we were, I presented to you my soup salad sandwich theory. And I feel like you wanted to dive into it a little bit more. And I feel like we should for just a bit. My theory is in the culinary world, there really is only three dishes. Now, there is a caveat, though. You have to have more than one ingredient. Like a ribeye is a ribeye. A chicken breast is a chicken breast. Like that's just what it is. But the second you add a second ingredient, then it can only fall into three categories. It's either soup, it's either salad, or it's sandwich. And you can ask me anything, and I can tell you what I think each one is, and it'll make total sense. So a salad is anything that is vegetables, lettuce, starch, and protein all mixed together, okay? Because you can have a fruit salad, you can have a tuna salad, you can have a potato salad, you can have a rice salad, you can have a Caesar salad. There's a million different things, right? And then, of course, you have a sandwich. And a sandwich really is something that is enclosed by some sort of starch. Now, there is a caveat there. And so if you have, like, let's say you have a sandwich, but you have a lettuce bun, that's a salad. That's a salad.
Okay.
But if you have, like, I think that there was a caveat where they made a sandwich with, like, a fried chicken bun in it. That is a sandwich because it's breaded, right? And then obviously anything that is kind of like liquid based is a soup. So a soup, you know, a regular soup is a soup. And then you have like a cereal or you have a chili. That is a soup. There's only three things, soup, salad, or sandwich in the culinary world. Come at me.
Listen, I think there's something to what you're talking about, because after you made that proclamation last week, I really thought about it, and I kind of think you're right. It really kind of boils down to three big categories, because if it's got excessive vegetables and it's kind of tossed together, in whatever it is. So what's a pasta? Tell me what a like a hot pasta dish, right? What's that?
I think it's a salad.
What's a lasagna?
I mean, I think that's technically a sandwich.
Lasagna is a sandwich.
Walk me through that. It's a starch that's enclosing other stuff.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. What then? You, I mean, what a sandwich mean? You have to eat it with your hands. You can have an open faced sandwich, knife and fork thing, right?
Absolutely, and that's why, like a pizza or a flatbread, that's a sandwich.
Okay, so pizza, flatbread. Okay, so then if we go, I mean, you know what? I'm going to say barbecue ribs, but that's like sort of a solo thing, right?
It is. Yeah,
it's an individual thing, huh? Okay, so if pasta is so, all right. So pappardelle bolognese, what is it?
I don't know exactly. Can I look at a picture of what that is?
Yeah, so it's like a, you know, big wide noodles with like a beautiful kind of like ground meat sauce. Like what's
okay? Let me look at that. Yeah, yeah, cool. I think that could be a salad, but it also could be a soup depending on how liquidy the bolognese is.
Yeah, so it's like nice tight sort of like yummy meat sauce pasta. Yeah, right.
I think it's a salad.
Said that's a salad. Okay, interesting, interesting. Okay, because why? Because it's got vegetables in the meat sauce or what?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So,
but you can also have also have like a rice salad, and that's effectively a starch salad, right?
Yeah, I do love a good rice salad. I love, and actually, rice is one of the big things that we crush a lot in our house. I got my wife this Japanese kind of. I got the most expensive one. It was called a Tiger rice machine, and yeah. I think we got that thing plugged in and cranked up two or three times a week. With the excess rice, I think we do all kinds of fun stuff with that, like make like really fun rice salads with you know, with like garbanzo beans and, you know, almost like the in place of like orzo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you could just use regular rice with artichoke hearts and, you know, diced salami and pepperoncini and provolone cheese, and you kind of make an Italian chopped salad. But you fold rice into it, I think it's absolutely delicious. Now, is that a salad? That's a salad, right?
100%. But like a
now, what about
a Pop Tart?
Okay, sushi.
That's a sandwich.
What's sushi? What? Oh, Pop Tart's a sandwich. I get that.
Yeah.
What's sushi?
It's a sandwich.
Sushi's a sandwich.
Yeah, for sure. It's enclosed in a starch.
I want to apologize to the entire Japanese culture right now. I just want to just get that out of the way. I just want to apologize on behalf of Two Dudes in the Kitchen.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
So walk me through, but it's a one-sided thing, right? So it's starch on a thing on top, right? So carbohydrates.
Yeah. And nigiri is an open-faced sandwich.
So an open-faced peanut butter and jelly sandwich and Otoro fatty tuna with sushi rice is the same thing.
Yeah, they're both sandwiches.
All right, fantastic, man. Listen, the world learns all the real details on Two Dudes in the Kitchen. We get down to the meat of the matter. That's for sure. Yeah, we discuss the big topics here.
But also, like, I know I'm saying with my chest, so it seems like I know what I'm talking about. I don't know if it's true. This is just what I believe.
Well, listen, I think there's something to it, to be honest with you, man. Because like my brain goes to details pretty quickly. So now I'm writing a cookbook. Called soup, salad, and sandwich, and then you know, and we're gonna really expand upon that. You know what I mean? It's the first like Two Dudes in a Kitchen cookbook, called Soup, Salads, and Sandwiches, and we're just going to get into all of them.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Yeah. Jelly-filled donut? It's a sandwich.
I'm with you on that. That could really make a lot of sense, right? Yeah. I'm into that. Who makes the best donuts in LA?
Oh, I don't know. I don't eat donuts enough to know that.
There's Johnny's Donuts in San Francisco.
Okay.
Shout out to Johnny's.
All right.
That's and they're open really super late. It's a good like after the bar kind of a vibe thing.
Okay.
It's nice.
Yeah. I love that. I love the discussion. Okay, so we do want to answer some audience questions out there. Now that we've gotten through the soup sandwich or salad theory. Kate at Shark Vi came at us on Instagram and said, I'm on the hunt. I'm on the perpetual hunt for the perfect Italian sandwich. In fact, I recently have taken it upon myself to try an Italian a day to log the ingredients and try to make the best combination of them. In your opinion, what is the perfect Italian sub when it comes to meats, cheeses, sauces, and veggies? Thank you.
I love Italian sandwiches. Too. I love them. Do you like them hot or cold or both or what?
I like them cold, but it is like my favorite of the sandwiches. It is my favorite sandwich.
Yeah. So in San Francisco, there's a thing called Dutch Crunch. Mm-hmm. Which is a lovely crispy topping that goes over top of bread, so the bread has some texture. So, in my opinion, you got to go Dutch crunch on a roll, right?
Okay.
So a large hoagie roll, right? Split down the middle. A little bit of the bread is taken out, right? So you can stuff more stuff into it. And then I think you got to go really good salami. You got to go sopressata. You got to go copa. And then so it's like, and maybe turkey if you want to do that, right? Mm-hmm. So it's got to be a couple, at least three, if not four stacks of meat on top of that. And then do you like provolone or do you like mozzarella?
On my Italian, I like provolone, I think.
Provolone's really great. But mozzarella is really nice as well. Do you like roasted peppers?
I do love roasted peppers. My issue with the mozzarella, though, is especially if it's in a like a traditional Italian deli, it takes up a lot of space in your sandwich and a sandwich that's already going to be overflowing. So like the provolone is cut really thin and it saves space.
It's nice and flat, so you can stack. You can stack more stuff. Yeah, you're economizing the space in your sandwich and making room for more goodies. Okay, so shredded lettuce for sure.
Yes.
Pepperoncinis for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, oil and vinegar, right? So that's going to be sort of in a classic Italian vinaigrette, which is going to be 3-to-1 oil to vinegar. I don't think it's a super strong olive oil. It's a little more neutral. Dried oregano. I like a little bit of garlic powder in that. Or maybe even fresh pressed garlic folded in there as well. A tiny bit of sugar to balance it all out. And just give it a good shake. It's not overly complicated. You can put a little bit of mustard in that too. I think it'd be kind of nice. To emulsify it, that's nice and creamy, so a little pop. So you got to soak the bread, right? I think that's really important. So you got your ingredients all set up, ready to rock and roll. You want to drizzle the Italian vinaigrette. And listen, you could use jarred Italian vinaigrette that you have in your fridge. Totally fine. Anything that kind of feels like a vinaigrette. You want some gushiness in the bread, and then you want a little bit of acidity to kind of make everything taste nice and fresh.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anything works, right? So you've got your Dutch crunch roll. You want to take out some of the bread, drizzle some of the vinaigrette on the inside, make sure the bread has like a nice sort of like slightly saturated feel to it. It's got to be gushy, right? And then you just want to start to lay everything up. Meat's down first, right? So anything that kind of feels the widest. So prosciutto is really great. Or if you want to go just salami, sopressata, copa, turkey on top of that. And then you want to put tomato.
Yeah, but I like the kind of like the diced up tomato in with the shaved lettuce, pickles, all that kind of mixed together, you know?
You want like a little jardiniere vibe, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, great. Which is delicious on an Italian sandwich.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a golf course.
70 courses.
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding.
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching.
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga.
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park.
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The following is a high five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger King. Mr. Yippee, would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
So then you've got your provolone cheese last, right? And then you got your shred lettuce. And then I think you can add anything you want to it. And the texture of the bread, slightly soppy, little soppy, right? And then the layers of the meat on top of that. And then that freshness of the iceberg lettuce. Don't mess around with anything else. And then sort of a mixture of like fresh jardinera vegetables, which are pickled, but they're also pickled with chili flake. So you're going to get that sort of like nice little chili zing, which mm-hmm. is going to be really great. And then you mush it together. And then what I like to do is put it on a sheet tray and pop it in the oven and warm the outside bread.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So I kind of like, I like the Italian hot, right? I think that's really great. Have you been to Chicago and had like done like the whole hot beef tour?
No, I haven't.
Do you get to Chicago often?
No, but I'd love it when I go, as long as it's not the wintertime.
Yeah, me too. I think Chicago's great any time of the year. It's one of my favorite cities. But their hot beef thing is kind of wild. So like it's great. Just this it's beef sirloin, roasted really, really slow, shaved paper thin, dipped in au jus, stacked on top of bread. And then it's still got all that fun stuff on top of it. So it's got the lettuce, it's got the cheese, it's got the jardinera, which is really nice. And then you break it open and you dip it in the au jus and then you bite into it that way. So it's the Ooh. Italian sandwich with something else going on,
mm-hmm.
which is really kind of nice. I like that a lot.
Okay. Where do you think is the best place to get an Italian sandwich?
Weren't you just talking about Jersey Mike's? You like Jersey Mike's a lot?
Yeah, we were talking about that with our producer, number 13 at Jersey Mike's. Yeah. It's very, very good.
Walk me through that. Tell me what, because I don't think I've had that before. So that was, it piqued my interest.
Let me find it real quick. I can tell you.
Shout out to Jersey Mike's.
They do make a great, great sub, especially when you're hungover and you really, really need something quick and fast and delicious. Okay, the number 13, the original Italian. Nothing says Jersey Mike's more than our Italian, original Italian sub. A truly authentic Jersey-style Italian sub. It's crafted with provolone, ham. I don't know if I'm saying this right. It sounds like, it looks like prosciutto, but prosciuttini?
I don't know what that is.
Capicolo. Salami and pepperoni.
Yeah. Minimum of three meats, maybe four, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you can cap it off with the turkey or ham. I think it's really good. Yep.
That one's great. If you ever come to LA and you're on the west side, there is a sandwich shop called Bay Cities, and they have an Italian there that will blow your mind.
We'll do that next time I'm down.
But you have to catch us the right time. And shout out to my my co-host on Best in Dough, Daniele Uditti, who is the owner and chef at Pizzana. He makes an Italian at Pizzana, but it only is like every like blue moon that they'll make it. And it has been voted the best Italian in LA. If you ever get to Pizzana and they have it on the menu, you have got to get it. It'll blow your mind.
Okay. All right. So you were just talking about that as a pizza. Is that pizza folded over? Is that a pizza crust? Is that an Italian sandwich? Are we still talking about the same thing?
No, a pizza is a sandwich.
1,000%. Oh, an open face sandwich. I full agreement on that because it's got stuff on it and it's open face. It's got bread, right? Duh.
Yeah.
Right. What were you talking about a second ago? Does a guy make a pizza and then fold it over and that's an Italian sandwich?
No, no. So it's in a pizza joint, but they also make an Italian. It's just a normal Italian sandwich. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, right on. Okay. Fantastic.
But here's the thing. Awesome. In our next episode, we are going to have the lady who started Cauliflower, which is cauliflower, like everything, right? And here's my question. If you make a pizza with a cauliflower crust, is it a salad?
That's a whole different category. Is it held together by anything? Like with pizza crust?
I don't know, no, but I have had cauliflower crusted pizza and it's delicious.
Do you like, that's kind of like one of those fun things I think people were really latched onto a couple of years ago. And is it just like Parmesan cheese? I'm kind of fascinated by this and I feel a little silly that I don't know exactly what that is. I feel a little silly right now, but I think it's one of those things that I'm dying to find out. It's definitely popular. I think a lot of people love it. So a cauliflower crust and stuff, cauliflower power sounds fun. I love cauliflower. It's definitely one of my favorite vegetables to cook with. We have it all over our menus, both in San Francisco and Hawaii right now, just because it's kind of like the dead of winter. It's kind of like one of those vegetables you can get. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah. Gail Becker, she's the founder of Cauliflower. This is a company actually that I've worked with in the past. And because I do have a little bit of a upset tummy when it comes to eating a lot of bread and gluten. So I've had their product and it's going to be a really, really fun episode to pick Gail Becker's brain about how she got into, you know, kind of starting Cauliflower and then also being able to answer some questions for Tyler, who just is so new to the world of all the possibilities that is cauliflower out there.
I'm down. Let's go.
Okay. So that was a fun little Q&A episode. I love these ones. I want the listeners out there to DM us at Two Dudes in a Kitchen if they've got any questions of what could be either a soup, salad, or sandwich. Because a lot of people really hate this theory. And I want to be able to maybe in the next episode go through some of the questions that people have and answer them for them.
Yep. And let's see if we could break the theory. That I want to find something that doesn't fit in either one of those three categories.
Yeah. The only thing that kind of breaks it is dessert. But you could effectively say like cake is a sandwich, you know?
Is there a fourth category? Is there dessert?
No, because like a Pop-Tart, which is a dessert, that's a sandwich, you know?
Is a Pop-Tart? I guess Pop-Tart's a dessert. Do you actually toast the Pop-Tart or do you eat it kind of straight from the package?
Straight from the package usually, but it was toasted originally, right?
Yeah, who takes the time to toast that?
I don't know. Someone who's got too much time on their hands.
Yeah, like I don't think I've ever put a Pop-Tart in a toaster. Yeah. And that's what they're supposed to be for, right? You're supposed to, because it's shaped, it fits in a toaster. And you
toast it's perfect.
It. It is perfect.
But here's the other one, a ravioli. That's a sandwich.
A ravioli is a sandwich.
Small little sandwich.
I want to apologize to the entire Italian culture.
Yeah.
I've Two Dudes in a Kitchen.
I've angered Italians, the Japanese.
Yep.
Basically, I've angered everybody.
The sandwich community is upset right now. What about the soup community? Can we upset them before we walk out of here or what? How can we upset the soup community?
Well, here's the thing. I think ice cream in a bowl, that's a soup. It just hasn't gotten to soup form yet.
It's frozen soup. Frozen soup. All right. I want to apologize to all the soup community on behalf of Two Dudes in a Kitchen.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Two Dudes in the Kitchen. This has been a fun one. Like I said earlier, we are going to have the founder of Cauliflower, Gail Becker, on the show coming up in just a couple of days. As always, follow us on Instagram at Two Dudes in the Kitchen. Send us questions. We can answer them for you, or we can have stupid conversations about soup, salad, and sandwiches as well. Thank you guys so much. And Tyler, enjoy the beautiful weather there.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Come see us. We're on the Big Island, Miller and Lux, at the beautiful Four Seasons Hualalai. Let's go.
I'm coming.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go. Love to have you out.
All right. See you guys.
See ya.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at Two Dudes in a Kitchen. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars.
We'll take that. And we'll see you guys next time.
See you next time.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life.
Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.